Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Bad Times Good Stories Podcast, video edition. This is the first video version of the show, so if you're listening to it, then nothing new has happened. And if you're watching it, then something new has happened. If you'd like to watch the show, feel free to visit my YouTube page, youtube.com/TheJoeFlanders. We're filming in my house, where we do the audio recording as well. It's a work in progress. Eventually, this will be a cool-looking studio, or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm excited to be doing video so you guys can see who I'm talking with every week. This week on the show, we've got Stevie Starlight, who's a really talented musician. He's got a great sound, great look. Really nice guy. I enjoyed talking with him. We talked about his experience going to a massage parlor that offers a little bit more than a massage, and what happens when you show up to one of those places with no money after receiving services. And it's a crazy story, and I was on the edge of my seat, as you'll see. But yeah, I really enjoyed talking with him, and we also talk about just some other awkward sexual experiences that we have had. Not together, separately, on our own, but it's great. Stevie has a new album coming out. You can get all the information on his YouTube page, Stevie Starlight. You can also find him on Facebook, and I highly recommend you do that. Stick around after the episode to listen to one of Stevie's awesome new songs called Space Girl. In the meantime, if you can give us a review on iTunes, give us that 5 stars, that would be fantastic. Helps us book guests and bring in new audience members. A lot of good stuff happens if you just give us that 5 star. It takes like 12 seconds, we'll say. Every week I give a different number. I'm actually going to test it out. Next week I'm going to test it out and see how long it takes. But anyway, it's an under 30 second guarantee. I'd appreciate it. You can also check out badtimesgoodstoriespod.com and listen to previous episodes. Check out the merch. And also, you can support me and the show on Patreon. We've got some different tiers that you can donate and get some cool stuff. I really appreciate all of that. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Stevie Starlight. I was told that the water was out in my building today.
Really?
But then when I was able to take a shower, I was like, well, maybe it is on, and then they're going to turn it off later. I don't know. But then I thought my worst fear was that you were going to come in, need to take a shit.
Oh, no, I'm good.
And then the water would have turned off.
No, everything's good. Everything's perfect.
And then I would have left you in a very precarious situation.
Dude, that doobie was perfect, man. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Because I don't know that there's anything worse than taking a shit and then not being able to flush it.
Well, yeah, I've been on tour buses where that's the case. They always tell you don't ever shit on the tour bus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But some motherfuckers sometimes come in there, they don't get it, and that shit lingers.
Quite literally. Yeah.
You know what I mean, Chris?
Do you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. As long as you know.
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
The worst thing in that realm that happened to me was in high school when I was at a party and was macking on the girl that I was really into. Went in, took a crap, toilet overflew.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I was kind of drunk.
Yeah, kind of.
And fairly.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. By, like, yes, I was drunk.
Yeah.
So I grabbed, like, hand towels to try to, like, shove it back down.
Movie, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Ben Stiller did it in...
Did he do it in one of the Fokker movies?
He did it in Polly or something like that.
Oh, Along Came Polly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the toilet continued to overflow.
Yeah.
There was water everywhere and other stuff. And the bathroom's on the first floor. So I was so panicked because this party was at the girl's house who I had a crush on.
Okay.
So I opened the window and actually ran out the window, or I jumped out the window. I'm sure she did.
Jumped out the window?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then left and then came back like an hour later. It was like, oh, I went to go get some booze.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then, you come in with the booze?
I didn't have any on me. Oh, so I just, man. Like, I was like, that was my plan.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I put it down over, oh, you know, and then just like stop, just keep talking.
So
and
it wasn't me that did that in the
No, truck. No. Right, yeah, right, yeah. Right. And there was a sign on the bathroom door that said closed, you know, and it was no. like, oh, what asshole did that?
You went back to where you had to be. Okay, you went back there, huh?
Yeah, I need to be hiding in plain sight, you know? I was like, oh, God, I probably went overboard. Oh, who did this? What kind of person would do that?
Right. Yeah.
But it was funny because my friend, it was a friend of mine who went in, he told me this later, he went in after I jumped out the window, and he said, like a movie, there were water footprints that
oh,
like
no.
lit all the way carpet? To the
yeah
oh, like
oh my
like,
God.
He could just tell like the footprints were like oh he whoever this was jumped yeah. out the window
and they would look at you come in size 9 shoes like,
yeah
you got those
yeah
you know it is
yep yeah and I'll say that's why the crush didn't sleep with me that
oh,
night
really
no that's the excuse I'll give
but
instead
did
of
you ever work anything out
oh
her?
No my whole high school experience was just a slew of could have been's and
yeah, me too,
didn't.
Man. Mine was like hand lotion in the bed, bro.
Oh yeah,
as far as I got. You know?
Well, that was my big break because I was a freshman when I actually like discovered masturbating.
Oh,
I was
okay.
late to the party.
Wow, late bloomer.
Yeah.
Huh?
So I remember freshman year was the last year I took a bus to and from school, and I remember literally like skipping home on the
Did
bus,
you?
Just like
oh,
I can't
yeah,
wait
can't
to go
wait
home and
go.
Jerk off.
Oh my
this
God,
it's gonna be great.
No, I remember the first time like I had been doing it for a while, but someone's like introduced the lotion aspect to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that just changed things for me, you know? I
sure.
Would anyone. You
blew
know
your
mean?
Mind.
Whoa,
yeah.
Like what the
Mine
fuck?
Mine too.
Yeah.
Now I only do it when I really want to treat myself.
There you go.
Keep it a surprise.
I heard on Tiger Belly last night, let me extend this little plug. I think it was Sam Tripoli talking about gun oil. You got to try the gun oil if you want the best lubrication. Have you heard of that?
No.
I haven't either, dude.
Wow.
Until last night.
Bet that packs a real punch.
I guess so.
Gun oil. Interesting. All right. Well, what are you here to talk about today?
You know what?
What wonderfully bad
honestly,
time
we can
do you
talk
have?
About anything you want. Man.
All right.
But I do have a couple of things I could talk about. But as far as like bad times
yeah.
and good stories,
mm-hmm.
I got one particular story that I could just think of right now. I could probably tell you.
Sure.
And it dates back to 10 plus years ago, man.
Okay.
I'm 20 years old at the time.
Okay. You're 20.
And I'm working for Fast Point Communications. Okay. They're out of business now, so I could say this. You know, my dad's friend got me the job there. Actually, my dad said, hey, go try this out. What are you going to do? You're going to go work for Robert? You're going to be the stockbroker? What are you going to do? You know, he had big high hopes for me.
Where's your dad from with that accent?
South Boston.
Okay. All right.
South.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that where you grew up?
No, actually, I didn't, but I got a lot of culture from there. But I grew up in Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Man.
All right.
That's where I was born. You know, my dad was working for the Astros.
Okay.
In 1980 when I was born. And that's a long time ago.
Did you meet Nolan Ryan?
I never met him. I wasn't even a fan, really, of all
sure.
that stuff. But my dad was a scoreboard keeper for the Astros.
Wow.
And just before that, he was working at Burger King. So
that's a bit of a promotion.
It is. You know what I mean?
How does one go from Burger King to
I don't know the exact story, but he had some connections from South Boston. People,
okay.
People like Tony Orlando, people that were working in the business
oh, wow.
of Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, you got a kid. We got a job for you. You know, go down to Houston, talk to this guy. Go down to the Astrodome, talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's the scoreboard guy, you know?
That's amazing.
So he was that when I was born. And then but back to the story of Fast Point Communications.
Yes.
Where I'm slinging DSL lines, slinging the internet, you know?
Okay, this, so it's an internet company?
Yeah, yeah. Internet company. And down by the airport.
Okay.
Century Boulevard type thing, you know?
Okay.
And I'm down there. I'm 20 years old. And picture this, you know, I got like my hair is completely shaved. You know, I'm like straight edge.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with straight edge no. or short hair, but it was a far cry from who I am now.
Sure. Yes.
You know, and so I'm there. You know, I'm trying to do good. You know, do the right thing. I'm getting a couple paychecks coming in. I'm paying for my own Jeep now. I got a Jeep. I'm like coming
That's
up.
That's awesome.
I'm like, this is good. You know, I'm making my own money.
Yeah. Own man.
And, you know, I'm in the overhearing these Armenian fellows in the break room one day.
Okay.
Nice, beautiful guy. He's Navid. I remember one of his names was Navid, right? He was the older one. And I hear them all in this like room talking about this thing that I want to get to know. You know, you always see people just talking. You're like, what are they talking about? It looks interesting. I want to get involved.
Sure.
So I eventually had the balls to go up to him one day and say, "Hey, wait, what are you guys talking about?" He's like, "Bro, nothing for you. Nothing for you, bro." You know what I mean? I'm trying to get dropped off at the 2 freeway on the way home if they can give me a ride. You know what I mean? But I eventually won them over many weeks into this. You know,
you just kept asking every day?
Kind of. Not so annoying, but just revealing myself. Not that that was annoying, but I'm saying revealing myself to that was probably annoying. Yeah. I'm like very annoying to these guys. So he's like telling me one day, "Okay, bro, there's a massage parlor that we do every week, you know, they go and they all meet up, they go to this massage parlor."
Okay.
And they're talking hand jobs and this and that, you know, $5 tip, very cheap, by the way. And I'm new to this. I haven't been laid much, you know. I'm like, you know, a horny 20-year-old. Okay. Right. So I eventually get them to tell me where this place is, and maybe they're gonna invite me one day. Maybe I'll be able to go with them and experience this thing, you know?
Get a good tug.
This massage parlor, you know? I'm like from Houston, Texas. I didn't even know these things existed. You know what I mean?
Right.
20 years old here, you know? And so I'm there talking to these guys, and they all go one day. And one day they invited me, but I was like too afraid or something. I don't remember quite how it happened, but I didn't go, right?
Right.
But they tell me where it is, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to say the name. We can edit out if we have to. Sun Massage, dude. It was Sun called Massage. By the airport, right? And so, you know, they're always glorifying these stories and telling me these things. And I'm thinking, I want to try this, you know? So eventually I figure the day to do it is on my lunch break.
Okay.
Because I can figure out, go get a 30-minute massage. It's 3 blocks away.
Have time for a sandwich afterwards.
Doing the math
clock
in
back
my
in.
Head, you know, boom, get right. And my manager's a real hard ass.
Okay.
So, like, if you're more minute late, he's on you.
Okay.
So he goes, David's like, "Tell me where it is, Sun Massage." I just figure out where this place is. I eventually just go by myself, just thinking I'm just going to go there.
Check it
Even
out.
If I just get a massage, that's fine with me. Right. Maybe I'll lie and say something happened or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So I go there, and I remember it's a Friday, and paychecks come on Friday, but they give them to you after when you leave.
At the end of the day. Yeah. Clock out. Get
so
the check.
I don't have a paycheck, but I do have like $80 in my name.
Okay.
So I remember going down there, and the massage for a half hour was $50. Okay.
Okay.
$50, half hour massage.
More than half of the money to your name.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, if anything else happens after that, I got $30 on me if I need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I go in there and...
Do you mind? Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
Please.
But I'm very curious.
Yeah.
How did they describe this place to you?
Oh, just
that it
glorified.
Became this magic. Like, how? Like,
it
what
was
did
like
they
an
say?
Armenian wedding to them. Like it was just like it was like I'm hearing bells and chimes going off, and the assortment of women that are there, and what they do to you. And there's a steam room, and there's a sponge room, and there's all these different accoutrements that
yeah.
would want to partake in if they were to be in this kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, it just makes me, because when I think of like a rub and tug place, I just don't think of like,
yeah, you think of a jerk
Disneyland,
shack. I'm ready just for that jerk shack.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, just not a, you know, not a classy establishment.
Of course.
Why it just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, like as a 20-year-old who doesn't, this probably seemed like the most exotic thing
very
ever.
Very much exotic.
Okay.
Good word. Yeah, it was very exotic.
That makes sense. Okay, so now.
So I go there and I'm like, you know, I have trepidations about even walking in that front door.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm like in my Jeep. Thinking,
what were your trepidations?
Just like, not so much of a moral thing because I was so like horny as a 20-year-old kid is, you know? 18, especially one that's not really getting laid, you know?
Yeah, was there just like, was the love life just... on empty.
I had a girlfriend for a while.
Yeah.
It was like one girlfriend I was with, she broke my heart, you know, and I moved out of there. Actually, my dad kidnapped me out of Texas. He came with one of his Italian friends from South Boston. And he goes, "Come on, Steve, time to go." Before I knew anything, he loaded up the trunk, talked to my school, and I'm 17, has my diploma being sent to where I'm going to be going to. Like, my dad had connections. Let's just say that. Okay.
Yeah.
But I haven't even finished high school yet. I got to walk. Don't worry. You're walking with me. We go this way. You know what I mean? And Steve and his buddy Nick's at the door. "Come on, Steve. We got to go. We got to go, Steve. Come on. We got to go." My truck's loaded up. My F-150 truck that he bought for me like a year before has a graduation present if I graduated, which I did. And it's all loaded up with all my shit already. Because she found out I was dating this girl. She was a year younger than me. You know, I was 17. She was 16. I was going to be 18. She was still 16. You know, it was a little bit statutory rape. He's saying, we got to fucking go.
Okay.
I'm like, Dad, all right. I was like, I wasn't into it at the time.
Cause I bet.
She's the only girl that you've ever. And she's crying every minute, calling, where are you? I can't believe this is happening, you know?
So he took you away before you guys broke
the
up.
The minute we walk in, yeah, right. But he knew that it's
time.
Yeah, because, you know, either I'm going to get her pregnant or statutory rape thing.
Right.
Even unbeknownst to me, though, even though it's consensual, you know, she's 16, I'm 18. My dad's just thinking ahead, you know?
Right. Thinking worst case scenario.
For sure. Yeah. You know? So my stuff's loaded up. He puts me on a plane.
Okay.
And he drives my truck back with the guy.
And where was he flying? Or where did you go?
Los Angeles.
Oh, you went to LA.
Yeah. And I said this on Theo's podcast. He was like a playboy working for Orion Pictures, single bachelor man. Still taking care of business, though, you know?
Yeah.
And so I get there, and one of his friends, Vic, picks me up, who is his hair guy.
Yeah.
And his other confidant, this other Italian guy. And he picks me up and watches me for like 2 days until they get there, you know? And the minute my dad walks in, the phone's ringing. Hello? He had this nice place on the beach, you know, like my dad was coming up, you know, before he bought his place in Malibu, and he was working for Orion Pictures, making money, you know, and he right when he walks in, I remember, bring, the phone rings, hello, fucking Steve, the girl again, what are you doing? I thought, you know what I mean? I'm like, but Dad, I still love her.
But we are in love.
Yes. I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, after a while, you know, that got nipped in the bud after like 6 months. It took me a while. And he put me to work at this place, Fast Point Communications. So 6 months later, I'm working there.
Okay, and you're single.
I'm single. I'm looking for something, you
something,
know.
Anything.
You know, anything that can, you
clearly,
know.
Yeah.
And I get there. I get to Fast Point Communications. 6 weeks go by or so. And I meet these guys. And then they tell me about this massage parlor thing. And I eventually go there on my own.
Right.
I wanted to just be secretive because I was very shy, you know, still am. But I go there and I walk into this place now. Now, this is how I get the balls to go up there. And I finally open the door, you know?
Yeah.
I go in there and there's a few ladies sitting there, you know? You know how it is, all Asian, but I heard there was white girls there, you know, but I had never seen a white girl over there. there might have been a few Latinas, which is what I wanted, but they weren't available or something was going on.
Okay. All right.
So they paired me up with this beautiful Asian woman, and we go in this room, okay, and I'm like scared to death. So she massages me on my back for like 20 minutes, maybe 10, I don't know.
Right.
And I figure, and then she starts like leaning in. She's like, okay, you roll over now. I roll over. She's like, oh, I go, what? I got something on my face. She goes, you look like Tom Cruise. I look like Tom Cruise. I look at the mirror. I don't look like Tom Cruise. You look like Tom Cruise. I go, what? I look like Tom Cruise, she says. So then I think we have like this connection, right?
Right.
And so like no negotiations go down for like, you pay me this or that. Yeah. Next thing you go, I'll be right back. I go, okay, I'll be right back. What's this mean?
Wow. We're in love.
She goes and gets a condom, right? And Mom, if you're tuning into this, tune this off.
Wait, she went to go get a condom?
Yeah, she went to get a condom.
Okay, all right.
I didn't know what she was doing out there.
Sure, yeah.
I thought time's up, time to go.
Right.
20 minutes into it, you know, so she's like, she goes and gets this condom, right? And she massaged me a little bit more on my front, you know. Next thing is, she's putting this condom thing on me with her mouth.
Wow.
This is a pretty interesting thing going on here.
A new development, yeah.
And like, you know, next thing I know, she's riding me like a rocket ship, you know, and like 7 seconds later, it's done, okay? And this is where the story gets interesting.
Okay.
So she goes, okay. She puts on her robe. She goes, now time to pay. I go, pay? Pay what? I'm like, I hope it's under $50.
Right, yeah. Can I just take you out to dinner? I mean, I feel like this is a good relationship we got going.
Honestly, like, going into this, I got to tell you, though, my math is not right because I remember having no money.
Okay.
I remember having no money, but I had this card that said had my name on it that was a credit card that I'm pretty sure has no money on it. Okay, but
so you did not go in with $80. You went in with $0.
Yeah. Something happened with that math, but like I remember being really scared, thinking I'm stuck in here. I owe this chick money, okay? And what the fuck am I gonna do?
Right. Yeah. Okay? What are they gonna make me do to
This is crazy for me. Now I'm on my lunch break. And I'm thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah, you got to be back at work in 20 minutes.
All
probably.
I'm thinking is present this card and just hope this by a miracle something happens. This is before direct deposit.
Yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't, but I didn't have it at the time.
Right.
So we get to the front, okay, and then there's this like, to my eyes, I'm so scared. I see like a lady in an apron and a mole, hair pulled back with a hairnet, a machete. And like saying, you pay now. Bing, hit the register type thing, you know? So I remember just, you know, her tits hanging out. Like she's got a robe on. Like, hey, you got to pay now, you know? I remember handing over this card with like just hoping, God, something happens here.
Right.
I remember, God, I'm at your mercy right now. And
right.
I remember handing this lady this, and it's all coming back to me now as I say this. I remember handing her this card and thinking, fuck, what's going to happen? So, because I didn't expect to like do this. It all just went down. I thought like we had a connection. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I didn't know anything about like paying this. I thought, because they were always talking about hand jobs. I remember,
No one said sex.
Yeah.
You wowed her with your Tom Cruise looks.
Totally.
She's
bro.
Not working for tips. She didn't say that for any reason.
You feel me, bro. You know what actually happened that day.
I get it.
So I give her the card and of course declined. She's like, no. That's when the machete comes out. It's on the register. Bang,
there really was a machete?
No, but
oh, okay, in your head. Yeah. Okay, I want to be clear for that.
Chickens flying behind me. I'm like
right out, scene out of Apocalypse Now or
total
something.
Total paranoia, right? Yeah. So she tries it again. Bing.
No.
Now she starts getting mad.
Oh, boy.
No money.
She tightened the robe.
Yep.
Titty's not out anymore.
Just like that. No, the other one has a robe on, but this one had like an apron on. She's woman. Like, yeah. You know, she's in charge of all
the enforcer.
All the ladies. Yeah, she's the enforcer. And just then, she hits a button. You know that nasty button that goes, and you hear like a tink, kink, like some other door is opening somewhere.
Yep.
And I'm standing here in front of the register, and I see coming down the footsteps a man's foot. Oh, God. I go, please, God. And he's got the classic security jacket on. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he comes in, gets buzzed in another door. Bzzz. He comes in this door now. And I'm thinking, he's like, what? What? He starts getting mad. They're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no money, no pay, no pay. She's like, you follow him now. You go get the money. You follow him now. She's telling the security guard, you go with her.
Yeah.
Because she fucked up. And you go with this guy, the security guard. And you take him and you get this money.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever it was. Because no money was ever talked about.
You still don't know how much you owe them.
Nope, no negotiation went down, like $80, $100, whatever. None of that went
down.
The
enforcer didn't even tell you.
Nope. All I knew was money that I owed, right? So now I'm thinking, fucking, they're talking for a minute now. They're talking. She goes, you go get dressed. She says it in some other language. Go get dressed. So she runs in the room that we were just at, goes in there, gets her clothes. I start scooting down the hallway like this.
Okay.
Kind of just scooting down the hallway.
Moseying on down.
I think before I get too long past the point of no return, you're going to have to book it because they're going to know what the fuck you scooted down the hall for.
Yeah.
And they're talking, yelling at each other, and she's going to get dressed. So now, I'm just about at the room where we were, and I'm right here, just about the room, and I see her in there bending over getting dressed.
Yeah.
I go, oh, God. And I, at this point, I book it. I run for the end of the hall.
Oh, shit.
And I'm running.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He run. So I'm running. Now the guy is running after me. Okay? And it seems like the hallway from hell. Like,
just never ending.
I never thought this hallway was this long.
Like the Shining hallway just keeps going.
Totally. So I get to the end of the hall. And I get to the door. And it's locked.
Oh.
Because they buzz people into these type of places.
Probably for this reason.
And it's locked on this side. and just as I go, oh, God, banging on the door. Let me out. Banging on the door. I smell smoke. And looking down, I see the sun beaming down on this clear heel. A woman has a clear high heel on, you know? Like the nastiest look of all time.
Yeah, the clear heels.
Like Chris Rock has a bit like, oh, girl, you nasty. Oh, you got clear heels? Oh, that's nasty. So I see the clear heel. And she just goes like this, opens the door for me, bink. I'm like, thank you. And so I get to the end of the hall, and she lets me out. I'm like almost like doing a Ferris Bueller bit, like where were you? Like I'm trying to talk to her, you know?
Right.
And I feel almost like this guy, I feel like the energy of this guy right behind me, you know? So I run, and I'm at my almost at my Jeep. I'm running. I see him coming right behind me. He's grabbing me. Now he's tugging on me.
Is this like a? I mean, is he a big guy?
Yeah, he's a big guy, Hispanic dude.
Is he more athletic or just more like athletic. The fat security guard? No, that you, more okay. athletic. So this guy could really pummel you.
Fucking A.
Okay.
Dude.
All right.
Big time.
So he grabs you.
Yep. And then he's grabbing me, pulling me, and I'm like starting my car while he's pulling.
Oh my God.
Because I don't know what's going on here.
Right.
I got coerced into a sex operation that I have no part. I had no idea it was.
I thought we had a connection.
Honestly, dude.
I know we laugh about it now. I know in that moment it's very real.
It's very true though.
But just the life experience anyway.
It's totally ridiculous to think that now.
Yeah. But it's time.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So I'm coerced into this sex operation, and I'm running. To fear for my life because I don't know what's going to happen
right.
at this point, man. And yeah, I get to my car. I'm opening it up. He's pulling at me. He's punching me too. I think I'm starting the car up. I've got like 1 foot in. I'm like reversed it out. He's like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" And I just book it. I'm in my car, flying.
Yeah.
I look in the rearview mirror, going, "Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck." You know what I mean? And then I look. She's got like a titty out because she's still in her robe. Like she's got her clothes. But like she didn't have time because she's kind of trying to see what's going on. This is all in a matter of like 1 minute happening, the sex included. You know what I mean? I couldn't believe it. So they jump in a Toyota Corolla.
Oh shit! So it's not over yet.
Nope. They jump in a Toyota Corolla and it's a stick shift. I know later because I'll tell you later on
sure,
if the story
sure.
gets involved. But I'm flying. I see them. They're in a car. I go, "Oh fuck!" They're chasing me now, down all by the airport, Century Boulevard.
Was there a moment of relief where you're like, "Okay, I'm in my car. I'm
no,
gone."
I'm like, "Yeah," for 1 second.
Yeah, and then you look
till
up
till I see them getting in
right.
the car.
Yeah,
I see the rearview mirror. They jump in the car that was like right next to me. Like, whoa, Super Mario Kart! All of a sudden, we're flying, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like jumping over things. I'm like trying to get an accident just so hopefully they'll go away almost. Because
right,
they're not going to call the cops.
Right. No.
I'm not going to call the cops.
No.
I'm jumping over barriers, flying through gates, fucking just, and they're right behind me. They don't let up. At some point, I think they're bumping me.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
This is like real life bumper cars.
And you
now.
Know down by the airport where it's like La Brea or La Cienega in like the airport?
Yeah.
Like pretty much where you can pick people up right off that road
right.
to Century Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
We're just flying around Century
oh
Boulevard.
Oh, my God.
Flying. At one point, I thought about going to the departing flights. I was just going to go fucking fly out of there. You know what I mean? That's what I was hoping.
First flight to Tijuana. Get me out of here.
Totally. So I'm just flying around, jumping through hoops, sweating beads, man. Sweating bullets. Meanwhile, I'm trying to put my suit back on because I got to wear a tie at this
right.
place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, wait, how much time do you have before you're late?
I'm late for
you're
work.
Late for work already? Okay, yeah.
Dude,
I mean, that's
dude,
the last thing on your
honestly,
mind.
We did a 38-minute high-speed chase.
Oh, my God.
Through that could have cost people's lives.
Oh, yeah most
like,
definitely.
Like my own, anyone else's. Like, I'm flying. I remember jumping over things, barriers, doing U-turns.
Running red lights and
yep.
everything?
Oh,
yeah.
Stop signs, red lights. I'm surprised no one got killed. I'm surprised the cop didn't fucking pull me over.
Right, because there's usually a fair amount
a
of officers by
there.
The
yeah,
airport.
I'm like, in the grace of God, though. He's just like trying to get me out of there, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're flying, dude, all around there. All that shitty side of Inglewood, too.
Yep.
We're down by Hollywood Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
yeah.
like I'm like flying through all this shit, man, in my Jeep. And I'm going over barriers. They're right behind me in this
I forgot
little Corolla.
You had this Jeep.
I'm like,
yeah.
wow, however much this is, they really want this money, dude.
Yeah, what are they expecting at this point?
I think they're afraid of the enforcer, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Something
she
was
got that name
a
for a reason.
Chopped off or
yeah.
something, dude.
There was a machete.
Yeah, he was the henchman, dude. He was like enforcing as well. But so we're flying through everything, and I do a couple moves where I'm like, I run a red light, then another one, and they're like 18 cars behind me.
Okay.
So then I just do a couple moves to just be totally away from them.
Yeah.
Now I got to drive back and I'm like putting on my tie. I'm like, oh, fuck. Now I'm pulling into my little garage thing that I go into the building, Fast Point Communications.
Oh, you made it back. Okay.
Off Century Boulevard.
Yeah.
But before I go into there, I'm at this red light. I'm like, oh, God. Thank God. Thank God. I'm putting on my tie. I look over and they're in the car right next to me.
Fuck.
After I had done my whole.
You thought you'd outmaneuvered them?
Away from them.
Yeah.
They're right next to me, hand to God. And I'm in a Jeep, and they're not looking up, but I see the tit out. She's in the passenger side. The tit's out.
It's still out?
Yeah. and he's like this, like a coke guy, looking around. He's looking around for me. But he just doesn't have the common sense to just do this.
Oh, he hasn't noticed you?
No. They don't notice me. They're looking around like mad people. Because they're like right here and I'm like right here.
Wow.
And all he had to do was just look at this car, you know? I'm right next to him.
And are you just frozen staring at him?
I'm frozen. I go, not again. We have to do this again. Like, I'm thinking we got to go again.
Another lap.
For sure. So then they don't see me.
Wow.
He's like Coke Man looking around. You know? And speeds off thinking they're going to go find me. And I just sit, you know, because when in doubt, do nothing, I heard, you know?
Sure.
I'm just sitting there. Everyone's like, beep, beep. I'm like, fuck you. Go around me. You know what I mean? So I fucking go down to the bottom and I'm just sweating bullets. I take another 20 minutes just to myself just to say, hey, I can't believe that just happened, man.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that just happened to you. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, I go upstairs. I put my tie on. I'm sweating. It's like a hot summer day like this. I'm just sweating. Whew, put on my tie. I'm like, whew, all right. I go in there an hour late. I'm an hour late. It's like 2:18 p.m. or something like that. I'm supposed to be back at like 1 or 2. No, it's 1 o'clock I'm supposed to be back from 12 to 1. And then so I'm an hour and 18 minutes late. And then I see Navid there. He's like, bro, where have you been? Steve is pissed, bro. You're going to deal with Steve, bro. I'm like, where were you, bro? I'm like, dude, if I started to tell you, you're not even going to know.
Right.
Because they're all telling these stories about this massage. But if I told them this, they wouldn't even believe me.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's all
they probably know the enforcer by some sweet name. Oh, you mean Betty?
Yeah.
She's a delight.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No, she's not.
So I eventually get a scolding from my boss.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I didn't want to tell him what really just happened.
No.
You know what I mean? No. I thought about like, just, like, because if you tell the truth sometimes, people will be like, you know, I get it. No problem. Go back to your cubicle or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's just so nuts.
So
yeah.
I told him that I like went to McDonald's and I just didn't feel really well after that. And like, I had like a really bad stomach ache and I just couldn't leave the parking lot. He's like, Natalie, what the hell are you talking about, boy? I'm like, listen, Steve, honestly, like, I don't know what. Get in here, boy. He wants to scald me now.
Yeah.
Shut that door. Natalie McCluskey. You know what I mean? Like, those kind of bosses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, honestly, 600 pounds. He's looking at me. He's very dramatic. He's like, the hell you doing, boy? I'm like, and fix your tie. Fix your tie. God damn it. I'm like, what? Is there something wrong here? He's like, the hell were you? I'm like I'm like some extreme salesman that they need me on the floor.
Right.
Like, yeah. You know, I was pretty good at it, but like he's only like, where am I? Because he wants to fucking kick my ass, you know?
Right.
And I honestly thought about telling him while he's calling me, like, you know what the fuck I really just did? Like, let me just tell you what I really did, okay? And I almost got into it with him. And some part of me wishes that I did.
Sure.
Just to be like, you know, give him some exhilaration for once in his life, right. You know? But
be like literally 5 minutes ago, yeah. I was going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. And I just had, it was exhilarating by this, like, coming in this place.
That yeah.
I've been, like he would have been like, because he dated this woman that worked there too, who was just like him. And I could tell they didn't have a sex life. You know, that they hated each other too.
Yeah.
But I almost want to like give him something to like say, hey, that's a good story.
Yeah.
But I feel like he would have related to the McDonald's thing more for some sure. reason. I don't know what it was.
You know how it is.
No, because he went to McDonald's every day.
Sure.
And that was like where he went, you know. And one time he even took me there, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember his excuse for not coming into work the next day was he had some bad cheese at McDonald's.
Oh,
so I thought I'd fight fire with that, fire. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you say that? Like, you know, like when
no,
you were...
No, okay. but he knows in his own
right,
state of...
Sure.
In his own conscience, yeah. You know, that
right.
He knows. Like, maybe he lied about that and
right.
didn't want to come to work the next day because of McDonald's cheese that was bad. You know what I mean?
I like that he was able to pinpoint that the cheese was the problem.
Yeah, I remember vividly he said, the cheese. Like, yeah.
I wonder how he got to that estimation.
And, you know, so I eventually like told these guys like this story that I did, and they were like blown away. They're like, "No way, bro!" They didn't believe me. No way, they didn't believe me.
Right? Yeah.
They're like, "No, you went there. You got the hand job, bro. You have Tina. You know Tina? Tina gave you a hand job." I'm like, "No, I don't know if that was her name. She didn't have a name tag on her or anything like that. Like,
there was no name on her tit.
Yeah, I didn't really get a chance
was hanging
to know
out
by
the whole day,
a first name basis. But oh man, I tell you what, that was a crazy day for me, man."
I would imagine.
You know?
And I assume you never saw any of them again.
No, you know, I went back there one time.
Did you?
Yeah, just to kind of check it out. I didn't go in or anything.
Oh, okay.
I went there and just kind of meditated on what had happened years before, and I was like, wow, that was a crazy fucking day, dude.
Yeah.
You know, on your lunch break, just to get back in there on time, let alone all the things that, like, I went through.
Well, and it's just got to be nuts to go through that and then go back to work.
Yeah.
Did you get anything totally. Done the rest of that day? No. I can't imagine you were just like, you know, just sitting there. Like, oh,
actually, I did, because I had a couple qualified leads, pre-qualified leads, and I was a salesman. So I would sell these lines. And I was like up to like 30 a month, 30, 40 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was getting spiffed a lot because I was doing so well. But I remember thinking, I had these two qualified leads. Let's just see what happens. But I ended up closing those. I ended up getting like three deals in one day that day.
Yeah.
Like, because that I was on fire, basically.
Yeah, I'm sure the adrenaline was.
Yeah.
You're riding high. It's like nothing I can't do.
They might have felt that. I don't know. But like, that is true. If you have like a kinetic energy, man, when you're on to the next and on the next, if you have that fire, people pick up on that.
Yeah.
Man, big time. It's all vibes, dude.
Oh, most definitely.
You know?
Yeah. Was any part of you like, it should not be this hard to get laid?
Totally. Totally. Like,
what do I have to do?
So much. I thought, you know, because, you know, they glorify these stories, you know, that were like, they're like beautiful. Like, they're getting massaged by like Greek gods and stuff. Yeah. And like, some of them had two women working on them and stuff. I go, oh, if I can only do something like that, you know? But I go in there, for me to go in there and fuck this whole thing up and have people chasing me around Century Boulevard for 2 hours. You know, and just the thought of it was kind of a crazy vibe, you know, but like, fuck, I just thought I'd share that today, you know,
as a
good story in a bad time.
Most of that is the definition of the show.
You know what I mean? Not to be too graphic or anything, like,
no,
like, but you know what? And it's like, this was a long time ago, you know,
right?
I was 20 years old, you know, yeah. I feel like I can say that now at peace with it, you know?
Right.
But hand to God, this all happened.
Oh, I believe, I don't, yeah.
And I still look back on it sometimes and think, man, you know, what an interesting moment.
Yeah.
You know?
You must have just got down on your knees and thanked whoever when you actually had a
totally
normal sexual experience after that.
I actually was worried that guy was going to come walking in through my work and
right.
have a tit hanging out. Steve Ray, where is he? You know what I mean? I had like nightmares about that almost.
I bet.
You know?
I bet. Man. Because I've never been to a massage parlor.
Don't
I actually
lie.
Haven't.
Have
I'm not? Too cheap.
Okay.
I just, and I don't know.
I never. Talk about cheap.
Well, that's true. You thought it was going
to,
yeah.
But I didn't mean to be.
Right.
It's not that I'm cheap.
No,
I'm just broke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. But I definitely, there were times where I got pretty close to like calling an escort.
Did you?
You know,
where I was with some going buddies through. And they did that. It was all like bad vibes, but I went, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's not too, it's fine. It's not too much of a story. It would always just be, this was several, probably 5 years ago when I was going through very much of a dry spell.
Okay.
And you know, it's like midnight and you just, yes. It's so funny that you can just go to a website.
And
you know?
I hear that they're all like total fucking like facades, you know what
I
mean?
I'm sure,
you know, no woman matches up with the picture.
I'm
what
sure
I've heard, you know.
Yeah, because what are you gonna do? Are you gonna report that to the Better Business
right,
Bureau, you
right.
know, like,
you know what I mean? So you never went through with that, huh?
No, I never did go through that again because I was too cheap, because it would start at like $200 an hour
yeah.
or something. I was just like, man, I would prefer to pay my utilities.
Right.
Because so I also smart. Didn't have money.
No, frugal and smart, though, is a good way to be in life, though. You know,
it is. Yeah.
If you
but
want
I.
A whole rounded person.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because I was making decisions of off the cuff of someone that was 20 and wasn't getting laid.
Sure.
And you mix that combination with has maybe getting a paycheck. That's.
Well, see, that's the trick. Because I didn't have I didn't have consistent pay. I think I would have done it if I had steady. I was freelancing.
Right.
So it'd be,
right.
you know. You just never know when the next job's coming.
Of course.
So it's like, well, I'm going to have a hard time rationalizing this if in 6 weeks I'm literally broke.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
exactly.
Only I hadn't spent $500 on, you know, whoever that was not the same person
exactly.
in the picture.
Exactly.
You know?
You know that works like that.
Yeah. I just, yeah. The first time I had sex, I was 19.
Okay.
And
wow,
it was
your first time.
I was late. You know, I was late to the masturbating party.
Well, I
late
was
to
17
the, you know.
when I did. So
okay.
I was
yeah.
kind of late too.
But it was a girl I'd known in high school, and it was clear that there was flirtation there. But I was
yeah.
just the like, you know, in high school I would like tee it up so that I'd just have to fucking kiss whoever it was, and
oh,
then
wow.
it'd be on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'd
yeah.
just be like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber,
yeah.
when he's just like. Big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Yeah.
And I would just leave. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, because I just couldn't make the move.
Yeah.
So I'd just be like sitting in the car looking at the stars. Like,
yeah.
Well, we should probably get going.
Yeah.
You know, that's who I was
that's all through high school.
That's
how I was too. And I used my comedy or whatever, what have you, my humor to, that was what all I had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you'd woo them with what you could.
Yep.
Humor.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't like a great looking guy, you know? I wasn't like,
neither am I.
I wasn't like some jock getting all this pussy, you know?
No.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. You know? The jokes got me in the position, but then inevitably all the humor just came from being insecure about who I actually was. So when it was time to make a secure decision and be like, I'm going to kiss you.
Yes.
Then I'd just be like, I'm insecure. So see you later.
Hey, that works for some people.
Yeah. You know, it was very frustrating.
It really does.
Then I just kicked myself and listened to the Garden State soundtrack as I drove home.
Yeah.
All angsty and shit. You know? I remember there was one time I had a threesome that was all teed up.
No.
With this girl that was in drama with me. And like, you know, her parents were out of town. And
yes.
I was like, this is all too good to be true, but I'll go over there.
Right.
So I did. And it was her and her friend.
Oh, my
God.
And
we, you know, they were clearly waiting for me to do something. And then, you know, I was just like, so instead of having sex, we ended up playing miniature golf. We went we did
Dude, I went over to some girl. She's like, come over. There's no one home. I went over. There was no one home.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? A little Rodney there, but you know, I'm the same way though. I was the same way too, and I've never had a threesome. Like, I've
no, neither.
You know what I mean? That's like, you know,
yeah, no.
But if you had one teed up, you'd probably be on the way, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, at the time, I didn't have the confidence to get one person, much less two.
Right.
I'd seen it enough pornos. I was like, well, maybe.
Right. You thought you could handle that for a minute. You're like ready for this.
Because in the pornos, they just like. Get down and take your pants off.
Right.
You know, you don't have to actually make any kind of move.
But what led you to the assumption that there was already teed up for you?
Oh, we had just talked about it.
Okay. So there wouldn't be much more talking to when you got there, right?
No, probably not.
So what happened though? I'm kind of curious
about
this.
I haven't thought about it in a long time.
What happened when you
got there? Like, so I got there, you know, the whole time. I remember I purposely wore sweatpants.
Oh my God. You're like, hey, yeah, another threesome for me, man. No big deal.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to wear my high school tennis sweatpants, you know.
That's funny.
And just waltz on in there and... They can get to work. You know, I just was like going in there with like all this cocky arrogance
and
stuff.
Yeah, you had some confidence going on.
Yeah, false confidence.
Yeah, false confidence.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just as I was walking up the door, it was like draining a little bit. I was like, all right, yeah, maybe they're like already naked, ready to go.
So what happened? You walk in.
I walk in and it was just, you know, it's like, how's it going? I did get a kiss on the, I kissed the girl I did know on the cheek.
Okay.
So I got that far.
All right. So we got a banana so far. And we're moving up to the clams, right? So what happened?
They basically were just, they kind of seemed nervous too.
Did they? Yeah, of course.
You know, because I mean, it's like,
yeah.
All of this stuff in the, when I was in high school, it was all instant messenger, AOL. Instant messenger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in some way, you probably just wanted to do it just to say you did it almost. Because like, the act of doing it might have petrified you too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I think we were all just nervous.
Yeah.
And they were kind of looking at each other. And then, actually, her little brother, who was like six, was home.
Ah, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
In the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some kid in the house. And like, we were just kind of awkwardly making small talk.
Yeah.
And then the kid came out.
Okay.
And then to me, that was, oh, well, we can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Let's go play miniature golf.
Yeah. So y'all went and played miniature golf?
And we did. Yeah.
That shit just got down right on the fair green.
Right? I know. Yeah. And believe me, that's what I was thinking about while we were doing it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, oh, man.
Really?
What if we just like got behind this spin or the wheel? The what the hell is that thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which spins
not the
out.
Ferris wheel, but the
I know what you mean. The miniature
wind
golf.
Wheel.
What was that? Was that out here?
No, this is back in Ohio where I'm from.
Oh, cool.
Back
I
in Columbus.
From Ohio, man.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I grew up in Columbus.
Nice.
But anyway, yeah. And then as I got older, you know, it was just, I've had like multiple girls cry after sex with me.
Oh my God. Like, really?
And it's been for specific reasons, at least though they told me that didn't have to do with me.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were just, I was like, I am not that bad. Because then I'm making it about myself because I can't, you know, you can't help it.
What was the reason one of them cried?
Oh God. One of them was like, they were thinking about their ex.
Oh.
Who had just died.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. And so then, But they waited like 20 minutes to tell me that.
Right.
So, that's so she's done, just, right? We're just done. And I'm just like laying in bed like, that was actually pretty good. Not bad. And then she just, no.
Oh my God.
Oh no. What has happened? There's no contact. She's just crying.
So that's what you mean by some of the bad sex you've had in your life. Huh?
Yeah. 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 The one time that I was 69ing somebody. I started laughing because
Hey, that's how the show needs to start out, though. Just like that, and then we cut to that. Yeah.
But the proportions have to add up for a good 69 experience.
Oh, for sure.
And so it was not adding up, and it was. I just started laughing. So I was like, I'm reaching, and it's not quite working. That's and I'm hilarious. Like, am I going to have to scoot up? Then that's going to move up her. I just started laughing.
You kind of got to take control and just make it work for you. I think at those moments.
Yeah, you know, I was just like, we don't need to do this. We could just
moving on. We tried it. Tried it, you know.
That was the exotic flair, and now we can, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a rough go of things for a while there.
Foreplay for me now is like a good 69. I'm kidding. Actually, I'm with a girl that I've been with for 5 years at the moment. You know? And it's just like, you know, I'm still that shy guy I always was.
Yeah.
You know, I make jokes and things like this to break the ice, but that'll only get you so far, you know.
Right. Yep.
You know. I'm not like, Don Juan DeMarco over here, or trying to be that. But,
right.
You know, but I heard chicks like guys that are funny. You know, if you can make a guy laugh and you're not totally awful.
Right.
You could probably have a chance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. And that the evidence is there. I mean, again, there were plenty of situations, you know, in high school. Because I was well-liked. I was the funny guy.
Right.
When your last name is Flanders. And, you know, everyone just called me that because they've seen The Simpsons, right. I guess.
Is it Flanders?
Yeah.
P-H?
Yeah. FL.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know a guy, Ryan Flander, but it's P-H.
Oh, okay.
Flander. It's like Flander. Philandering?
Yeah. Okay, so as far as the music goes, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I recorded two albums this year, and I'm releasing one next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really stoked on that.
Yeah, I heard, was it Space Girl?
You heard Space Girl.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think? I really dug that.
Did you?
Yeah, it's got a really great sound, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's how the album's going to sound. Not as slow as that. That's like my ballad.
Sure.
But, the other song is going to be 8 songs, plus Come Over and Space Girl. Mm-hmm. Total of 10. You can get on iTunes. It'll be available next week. Probably whenever. I don't know if this podcast will be coming out then or next couple weeks. So it'll definitely be out by then. So
yeah, we'll put all the information.
Thank you for that.
You know, out there.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing all my life. You know?
Yeah.
My stepdad played music, and I would always just go pick up the instruments and do what I could, fiddle around on things, you know. I remember sitting down, messing with these pedals one day. I was probably 12, and my stepsister, who's his daughter, Lorena, she was in Miami Sound Machine. She's one of the dancers and backup singers. Now she's doing her own career.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, man, one day, she's going to probably be famous, and I'm going to be rocking the world or something like that. I thought that.
Sure.
It's amazing how things come to fruition, man.
Yeah.
At such an early age, too. You know, all I want to do is just play my music. If people like that, that's great. I'm not looking to be famous or anything like that.
Right.
I actually kind of despise some of that stuff in a way, but I know it comes with the territory. But, you know, I don't want to like be self-aggrandizing. It's kind of makes me sick, that part of it. You know, I really just like playing my music, you know?
Right. Yeah. I think it's hard in the world that we're living in when the self-promotion is such a big part.
True.
If you want to go that route, you know, everyone's going to tell you need to do the self-promotion and post on Instagram every day and do all this stuff. But if your love is just the music,
right, you can do that in your basement all day.
And I don't
day,
say
though.
Just in a passive way, but if you just want to focus on the music, it's sometimes hard to, you just got to decide which route you want to take.
No, and I don't mind having fun with it and playing with it, but just like, as far as just like just the fakeness of it all.
Right.
Like, you know, I really try to like, you know, that's why I've been so low key for so long.
Mm.
Maybe that's been my problem.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that's been my downfall of not being a breakout artist as I could have been in the years, because I've put a lot of music out before, but on a low key level,
right?
Just like SoundCloud and like, you know, just like for people that know me, everyone that knows me, like, dude, this music needs to be around the world. People should be hearing this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I agree with you. And then, but I think I'm at a point now where I'm understanding the business and how it works.
Mm.
And you got to play ball if you want to do that. And So I'm it goes hand in hand, you know.
Yeah.
To get out there,
right?
And that part of it is fun too for me, but like right now I'm about to start this tour, and we're about to do this Oktoberfest thing in Colorado.
Oh, cool!
And we're kicking off and. October 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, all in Denver. So I'm going to go back to Denver because I shot a movie out there not too long ago.
Oh, Matt Brown?
What was it called? Beer Tale.
Okay.
And I put 12 of my songs in it.
Oh, cool.
And it's out, and you can check that out if you wanted to see me in that. But I did the soundtrack for that. And then a year later, they flew me back out there, the community, because I played some shows out there, these local bars, while I was shooting the movie.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd, the whole like community pitched in to buy me and my band plane tickets and accommodate us at a hotel room and pay for us to play. And we played this big thing and all the town came out. Now this year again, it's like moving up higher and higher. They want me to play like this main stage at this Oktoberfest thing. The same people that were in that town work on that. You never know who you're going to meet, you know? So they're like, they called me today, actually. They're like, another guy had called me a couple of weeks ago. Hey, would you like to do this thing? I'm like, yeah. So the big guy called me today. He's like, hey, what's it going to take? What do you need? Da, 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 da. And I explained to him, and we booked it.
That's amazing.
So we're going there. We're starting off this tour, and then we're going to come back down to the Southwest, come up through California, and then go up the coast, California. It's kind of like a West Coast little thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be good to get this album off the ground.
How many people play with you?
I got four-piece band.
Okay.
I got a drummer, I got a bass player, and I got a organ player. Plays a Hammond and a Rhodes.
Oh, shit.
And I play some songs in the Hammond Rhodes, like Space Girl, for instance. And then I play guitar most of the time and sing. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long has this group been together?
You know, I've had little inceptions of bandmates come and go over the years, but... this particular band has been about 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with it.
Good.
Really happy.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, best of luck with the new album and everything.
Thank you very much.
Like I said, I really enjoyed the song I've heard, but I look forward to hearing the rest of it.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, bro.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That was the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed our first video episode, if you've been watching this. If you're not watching it, then you missed out on slowly seeing my shirt fill with more and more sweat. And that's just one of the many benefits of watching the video edition of this show. Big thanks to Stevie for coming on. I really enjoyed our conversation. And again, he's got a new album coming out. So stay up to date on that and check him out. It's Stevie Starlight. One more time, if you loved this episode, which, I mean, let's be real, how could you not? Consider it and then do it. Give us that 5 stars on iTunes. It would be the highlight to my week. And if you want to actually leave a review, that would be cool too. I enjoy reading them. It's nice to know that people enjoy the show. If you have a bad time that you think would make a good story, email me at badtimesgoodstoriespodcast@gmail.com, and I may just read it on the air. That's all I've got for this week. Hope you have a great rest of the week, and until next Wednesday, keep laughing. As promised, here is Stevie's awesome song, Space Girl.
Talking about a space girl, I love the thing, looking like something in a magazine. Only one, Venice Queen. Someone I could talk to in the limousine and take you out. I'm all about every time we meet, girl, I bang it out. Talking lights out, it's what the night's about. Wanna wear the crown, better hang around with the space girl. On the scene, looking mean, she stays lean, like a mighty fine machine. Prankster, a lady gangster, would leave you on the ground, wouldn't mess around. Space girl. Space girl. like something in a magazine. The only one, a Venice queen. Someone I could talk to in the limousine. I'll take you out, I'm all about. Every time we meet, girl, I bang it out. Talking lights out, it's what the night's about. She wanna wear the crown, gonna hang around. Space girl. Love a thing, looking like something in a magazine. Ooh yeah, she's a space girl.